At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is the time of year where we need to... We're not doing this so much as a public service, but more of a ha-ha.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I don't like fireworks.
Who is surprised?
Wait. I like them in the sky. I don't like them when they're coming up.
Yeah. You're going to have a problem with everything that happens from this moment forward. We want to talk about your firework follies is what we call it. Like the time you were involved in some sort of incident involving fireworks.
Yeah.
The closest, one of the times I was the closest I've ever been to a fireworks display. I can't remember what county I was in. It might've been Boulder County. Like I went to the fairgrounds and that's where they shot off everything. And like my whole life, we just sat on like a golf course and watched mm-hmm. fireworks.
So you were close at that time to where they were actually shooting them off.
Yes. Mm. And like when you're in the stadium where they shoot them off from, there is more rhyme to the reason, right? Like when you're there, sometimes they're playing. When you're just out on the golf course, you're just seeing things come up. You don't realize it's choreographed.
Totally.
And like they have an American flag on fire. Not what you think, but like. Fire, blue fire, white fire, red fire, and it's look at that, like sparklers, and you're like, oh, cool, and then they're shooting off red, white, and blue around it, like there's more to the thing. Huh. Anyway, I was there, and you could see like the little area where they're shooting them from, and a guy, I don't know why I was looking over at it, but he tripped and knocked one of the things over.
And it shot?
It shot horizontally. As opposed to vertically. So then it is a full-blown scatter drill.
Oh, no.
But when that's happening, it's blowing up, which sets off the rest of the fireworks.
God.
It was the year of the great firework failure in Longmont.
Oh.
And it was just like, that thing goes, you're seeing everybody running, and then it's just...
Did anyone die?
Nobody died. It was
for the best.
It was madness. There was a tiny little fire.
You don't say.
No, I mean, that has to happen.
This is a long finale.
The finale, like the best finale you've ever seen does not come anywhere close to what happens when all the fireworks for the next 20 minutes are shot off at the same time.
And that worker's arguing. He's like, look, what's the job? Light them all off, right? Eventually.
Right.
I did it.
I lit them.
Where was... Oh, yeah. It was in San Diego. I can't remember how many years ago when they set off 7,000 fireworks at once on accident.
Are you kidding me?
They have a massive... I lived there previously. They have a massive 4th of July fireworks show.
And it just went off.
It went... Oops. Yes. And so everyone was like, well, I guess we go home now.
I mean, it had to look... No, it's probably stupid.
Crazy.
Because there's...
It was 2012.
At that point, it probably looked bad.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, too much.
Because the heart, you can't see it. Because you know how that one comes out. Like the heart.
Yeah. You're running away.
You don't see a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a massive
light. It just looks like
boom, 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 boom.
An explode. It looks like we are being...
I saw that, but it's on a Longmont scale. I bet the San Diego one was incredible.
But I can imagine also if it was horizontal that it wasn't great.
Like the first one was horizontal.
Right.
And you're just like, it explodes on the ground, but it's like one of those trailers. So it's like exploding on its way up and that's what lit everything else off.
No.
And then we're just in. So we want stories like that, but then we also want, I think we're going to mostly get personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you drove up to Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
got a bunch of stuff. Like my neighborhood, there's like competitions. If you know the Christmas light families,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
the same happens with like, well, I drove clear to South Dakota and like we have M80s, which is like a quarter of a stick of dynamite.
So it's not illegal to have them here.
Oh, 100%
it is.
Perfect.
But they sell them. It's confusing. Like, there are
for tents like sparklers and
what
up.
They're selling are the legal ones here.
But they've got. I'm not trying to rat anybody, but they've got some stuff.
But they
I don't
just
know
have,
what the law letter of the law is.
I like, don't think it can leave the ground.
Correct.
Like the spinny things are fine. Sparklers are fine.
Sparklers.
I'm just no more talking for me then. there's some tents.
There's the fountain ones. Like those I think are acceptable.
But
it cannot
itself,
go off of the ground.
Because there used to be the spinny ones that then wouldn't go up in the air.
Okay.
I'm just not sure that I find. I'm not sure I find the fun in, is it going to blow me up?
Yes. No, because you're a girl, for one.
Yeah.
But like, here's what I expect to be on the phone. Women whose men have less than 10 fingers.
That's
what it's going to be.
It's just like that Sydney Sweeney movie.
What is
Anyone But You. There's a firework folly in it.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the one with the cute boy from Top Gun?
Sure is, Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
We're going to count down from 9.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm lying to you. It is Holidays with Emma Roberts.
Okay, sorry. Never mind. But here's the thing that I remember. People want to grab a firework and throw it.
Right.
No.
That's what people do, and they don't.
And they have 9 fingers.
If you hold it too long, you have.
It's really the name of the game is timing of when to let that thing go. Don't be holding.
So, all right. Well, hopefully you have a story where somebody blew something off their body. We want to hear your firework follies. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My old neighbor was wheelchair bound because he blew up fireworks in his basement and lost his legs. And his nickname was Smokey.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Aaron said, you want firework folly?
Hold my beer.
No, it wasn't Smokey. I'm sorry. It was Sparky.
Sparky.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we used to call him.
But who, no offense to your neighbor, who's thinking a basement's a good place for this?
Or was it?
I think he was a kid. Yeah.
I remember in high school, there was one of the girls' houses that we would all hang out because she had a basement, but the basement had a door so you could come and go without going through the house. Mm-hmm. So that's like where you want to hang out as a teenager.
Yeah.
So I remember we were all like watching a movie or something and we heard a big boom and we looked and the door to go outside was like swinging really fast because she had a bathroom down there and somebody had thrown a firecracker in the toilet.
What?
And the toilet was
gone.
Gone.
Why would they do that? Her parents said, no more kids here ever.
They did. Yeah. It was the end of that run. Yeah. And I know who did it, but.
Did You're they get in trouble? Did the parents ever find out who did it?
Was it you?
Is it someone I know?
Is it you?
Hey, snitches get stitches. Yeah,
I've been doing this for 25 years. I can do it 10 more minutes.
You're keeping this one to the grave, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
His wife knows.
No, he hasn't told her.
Yeah, this was pre-wife days.
Yeah.
What was the video you guys made me watch last year?
Oh, put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, that's a firework folly, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Does he get blown up, though?
No.
Thank goodness.
He's okay.
Was that the one with the minivan, or that's a different one?
No, the minivan's that's a different one. Yes.
The minivan
What's
is...
What's the minivan? We put it in reverse.
Okay, you're going to have to watch this video.
I'll look it up.
They're like blowing fireworks up on their front lawn with a baby on a blanket, real adjacent
Love
to the whole situation.
For everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of their fireworks are in the back of a minivan. And then one of the fireworks somehow... very much Longmont style, like goes into the minivan and now it's chaos. The van is on fire. Everything's blowing up. And then somebody just runs by and like picks
Grabs
up the baby like it's a football.
Would this have been in Nebraska?
Could have been.
Okay. I'll try this video.
It's the greatest spectacle. It's San Diego blow up.
If we USA, find it, USA. I'll go ahead and link it on our Instagram story so anyone like me who hasn't seen it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if you've blown some crap up, we want to hear your firework folly story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about firework follies, mm-hmm. the weird things that have gone on with you. Erica has now seen the minivan video.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you know, at first it goes and you're like, huh. And then it goes. And it so just, yeah. I'll put the link on our Instagram stories for sure.
It's a lot.
Uh-huh.
There's everyone gets out alive.
Yeah, the baby gets out alive. Everyone's okay.
Mike?
Yai.
Firework Folly, what happened to you?
It wasn't me. It was a guy I played lacrosse with in high school, but him and his buddies had a Roman candle war on the west side of Table Mountain and started the Table Mountain fire.
Oh, God.
Stop. Is that a big fire?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like millions of dollars in damage. He's in debt the rest of his life.
No wonder you said you weren't involved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really, are you serious? That's what started that fire?
Yeah.
Did they get busted?
Oh, yeah, he got caught. It was him and two of his friends. I don't know the other guys. I only knew him, but they both all three got in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
wow. Because you said he owes millions of dollars? Like, I didn't know that was...
I think it was like... He said it was like $1.5 million, but he's definitely in debt the rest of his life.
Oh, my gosh.
This got super unfun really fast.
Well, what did I say about playing with fireworks? Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Do we keep going?
I don't know.
Probably have to recover.
Erica wants to gloat, so I think so.
Krista?
Yay.
Firework Follies, what happened to you?
So this is a Firework Nebraska story. We spent the summer at the lakes, and we put a M80 in a frog's mouth.
Oh!
Why?
No!
How did you even get the frog's mouth open?
You just shove it in there.
My cousin kind of held him down, and we kind of buried him on sand.
Okay.
I was hoping it would get better. It got worse. Now there's animal abuse.
But you know what? No, the frog was already dead. It's fine.
I guess that is better.
Yeah, weirdly. I feel good now.
It's not that bad.
Because
if the frog was just like, what the hell? Like, okay.
I came here to vacation.
Nebraska. It's a family vacation.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay.
So was it what we think it was?
Was it
what
you hoped for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
Okay.
It was also 30 years ago, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being vulnerable, Krista. Warts and all.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Are you done? Okay. Tracy?
Yay.
Firework Follies, what do you got?
So this actually happened when I was a teenager, but this story is like embedded in my core memory.
Okay.
My Uncle Pinky, we used to go vacation every year. 4th of July was my family's vacation at a timeshare in Nag's Head, North Carolina. And my Uncle Pinky one day had a little bit too many brews on 4th of July.
That's how I start.
That's
exactly
Uncle Pinky.
How it starts. Oh, my goodness. And he lit the fireworks. Now, mind you, if you've ever been to Nag's Head and Duck Nag's Head, they have all these signs of no, like, beach fires and all of these things.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, it's secluded, so the beach house, you know, it walked right up to the pier. You have the little brush, and he sets off fireworks, and the fireworks go into the brush.
Oh.
And it sets a fire 1 mile out.
No. 1 mile?
1 mile out, and the fire department had to come, and the sheriff came, and he got a $10,000 fine. And my aunt was.
Oh my gosh,
oh my God.
I will never forget this story. I am 39 years old, and I promise you, this is in my. I can still
scarring.
See the looks on everybody's faces.
Because once the blaze is going, plus you're hammered. Like, there's no stopping it.
It's no one. It was, listen, but I remember being a kid, and we were like, yeah, this is cool. And looking at the adult face, and they're like, oh,
Uncle
no.
Uncle Panky.
Wasn't so cool.
Lovely. Evan, Firework Follies, what do you got?
So, one Thanksgiving, or 4th of July, sorry. We were over at my grandma's house, and we were shooting off bottle rockets.
I'm sorry, where'd you say you were?
At my grandma's.
Okay. Okay. I just couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were shooting off bottle rockets, and one of them went into the shed and pretty much burned the shed, and we just ran off and didn't say anything.
I like the idea that this was on Thanksgiving better.
Yeah. You can blame it on like a fried turkey accident.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Right.
So who does grandma think burned down the shed? Or she just thinks it was a...
She knows.
No, maybe not.
I don't know. We never came clean, so it's just one of those things.
You just scattered. Like,
spare firework coming out of the sky.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. 9.